Wait.
He's got to eat poop bread.
He's making poop bread?
Welcome back to Barstool Confessions. I am Chaps. I'm joined by my friend John Feidelberg, and we're here to take you through another little story in the Bible. We're going to hop straight into it this week because I was reading through some of this, through the chapter here, and I think John is going to love this.
I sense a tinge of judgment in the air here. It's not judgment, but maybe just like a little bit of a message like, hey, there's something wrong with you, just so you know.
No, it's, hey, I know my pals, and I think that this is something that you could definitely enjoy. So we're starting out in the book of Ezekiel, and it says, "Now, son of man, take a block of clay, put it in front of you, and draw the city of Jerusalem on it, and lay siege to it. Erect siege works against it, build a ramp up to it." So basically, I'm not going to read all the technical stuff. God is telling him, like, build essentially a wall or a fort around yourself so you can't see Israel, because he had to go outside of Israel for a while. I don't really remember why he had to go outside of Israel.
When you say build a fort around yourself, how big a fort are we talking about?
Like, are we talking
like just like, you know, 3 feet by 3 feet, and I just can't leave this thing? Or are we talking about like around your house kind of deal?
Well, you're about to find out. Okay. I mean, usually when God tells you to build something, he tells you to build something huge. Like, if right now I have all kinds of power tools, I have table saws, miter saws, all kinds of stuff like that. If I was Noah back in the day and God was like, hey, the new episode of Longtime Tool is going to be you building an ark, I'd be like, fuck that, dude. How? I mean, a big enough ship to fit every animal in?
What would have happened if, let's say, right, this, the God warns Noah of the flood. He says, you got to build a boat. And Noah says, look, that just seems like a lot of work. And he made a kayak. And he's like, everyone else is fucked. They're on their own.
Yeah, I think you can't half-ass it when God tells you to build a boat.
What if he just was incapable? I mean,
he wasn't a boat maker.
Right.
That wasn't his job. He's just some regular fellow that's hanging out. And God talks to him like, hey, your family's pretty straight. Build this big-ass boat and go get a bunch of animals. He's not a farmer.
Dude, there are – what if – all right, so let's – in a similar situation here, I know we're going to get a little bit off track on this. How many things do you think you are capable of doing at God's request?
Oh.
Like, if he asked me to do anything other than a podcast or write a blog, God's going to be severely disappointed.
I better not be asked to do his taxes. I've seen some of the money that the Catholic Church brings in. I am not ready for that.
Taxes. So
like, well, I did this. It on TurboTax. I got this free thing. Sorry, you owe a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about deductions.
Yeah, I forgot about whatever, not bankruptcy rule, but whatever taxes evasion rule, right, basically they have. Like, they didn't have that option on TurboTax, so you owe $6 billion this year.
It's going to be a lot. Because a tenth of what everybody in the world's bringing in, that's quite a sum of money. I mean, that's a bigger coffers than old Joel Olstein has, for sure. So this is where God tells him what his punishment is going to be. In verse 4 of Ezekiel chapter 4, he says, lie down on your left side and put the sin of the people of Israel upon yourself. You are to bear their sin for a number of days that you lie on your side. I have assigned you the same number of days of the years of their sin. So how many days do you think, or how many years do you think Israel has been living in sin?
How many years has Israel been around? Because I don't care how devout a Catholic, Christian, Jew, whatever you are, if you're alive, you're sinning. It's just the rules are exceptionally strict. If you're alive...
Oh, that's a very good point, and that's called total depravity. If no matter what, you're a sinner. You don't have it. You can't help it. It's inside of your brain, it's inside of your soul. You are a sinner to your core. That's total depravity.
I think everyone is totally depraved. I just think it's impossible not to sin. And maybe it's because I'm so depraved, I just can't even see the grass on the other side of the fence. But I can't imagine like seeing a beautiful man or woman and not thinking, boy,
next time I go up to New York, how about you and I spend the day together? We try not to sin at all.
I mean, it will be we'll be fucking Grandpa Simpson. Like,
so we can't cuss, we can't be mean, we can't be biting.
See, but those I can do. I don't have to swear. I don't have to be mean. I think of myself as a rather pleasant person.
You're very nice.
But I like it's the instinctual ones. Like if I can lie to you, which is a sin in and of itself, I could not sin. But the things of when I see a nice car or a fucking sandwich, I want like someone eating a sandwich. But God, I wish I had that. Right? That isn't that coveting thy neighbor?
Lusting, yeah.
Right?
Coveting.
My brain just does not compute. My brain will refuse to not sin. I can't do it.
What are you supposed to do when you're horny?
Right.
Like you're just not supposed to get horny. I think that one's not fair because that's part of your nature too. Like you're still an animal. You still want to fuck.
Yeah, you made me
it's
this
like
way,
that
man.
One video. We just came out of the womb this way. It's like that old video. I blogged it a couple years ago where this dude, he's like a streamer. And he's like, I am going to watch this 5-minute video and not look at breast at all. Where it's going to track my eyes and I'm not going to do it. Damn it.
Yeah.
I failed.
It was the second he sat down. That is I forget what song is in the background, but it's a real like pump up song. That is a classic, classic video.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what sinning is like. You could try, you try, you try. Damn it. I failed again.
Like if I just see a beautiful woman, I'm going to... I don't know. Lust might be a bit of a strong word, but I'm gonna be like, "Oh wow, she's gorgeous. I'd love to, you know, I'd love to sleep with her." I guess that lust is exactly the right word then. But it's like it's just right away. Like that's just what happens when you see beautiful people. I might see a hot guy and want to fuck him too, and then I'm really sinning.
Off the top of your dome, what's the most you've ever lusted?
Oh boy, the most I've ever lusted.
Mm-hmm. With nothing coming from it, just lust in your heart.
It's a great question. I mean, I never was a super strip club guy, so I imagine it probably happens in a strip club. But usually, because I'm not a big strip club guy, usually whenever I go, I'm just drunk. So I don't lust so much when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I just want to party. I'm not one of those fellas who gets drunk. It's like I got to be with a woman. When I get drunk, I'm like I got to hang out with the boys and get more beers.
I'm like, I want to go to sleep.
Yeah. See, I actually
am very tired.
I think I have some weird reaction to alcohol where I'll stay up. If I have 3 drinks, I'm up until 2 o'clock in the morning. I just don't get tired.
Yeah. When we went to Newport together, it was astounding. I was like, this guy, he stays up late. I'm ready to go to bed.
I'm regularly.
So mine is, well, I didn't see a woman for probably almost like 3 months, a little more than 3 months whenever you're in boot camp. And then it was springtime, March in South Carolina. And people were starting to go by in their sundresses after not seeing ladies for that long. I was like, whoa.
I mean, I've never done something to that extent, obviously. If I had to do one gun to my head, it was probably when I met Christy Mack. When I met Christy Mack, she was even more stunning than I imagined. And, you know, I mean, I've seen her have sex.
Shaved head and all.
And she was, you know, I was there. We were discussing blowjobs. I mean, it was.
It's hard not to get horny when you're talking about blowjobs.
From a professional. It was a lust-filled evening.
You've seen her work.
Yeah.
So Israel had been sinning for 390 years at this point. So that means that
bad.
Old Ezekiel had to lay on his side, one side. For 390 days without getting up.
Oh. I mean, look, that's... you'd get bed sores and things like that, I imagine. But I remember years ago, there was... NASA was recruiting... what do you call it?
Oh, yeah, sleep studies.
Sleep studies. And they were... It was like, I think it was you had to be in bed for 24 days or something like that. I forget exactly.
Yeah, without getting up.
Yeah, and like it was to study for astronauts and things like that. And I remember being like, oh, I could knock that out. No problem. without blinking, chaps.
But
I mean, just last week
out,
I did it for 3 days for no reason.
With a cell phone, I think you could do it. With Netflix, I think you could do it. Just lying on your side. Let me tell you some of the stipulations that old God put in there. Because he just doesn't say lay down 390 days. He makes it extra fucked up. He says, this is verse 6. After you have finished this, lie down again, this time on your right side, and bear the sin of the people of Judah. I have assigned you 40 days, the days for each year that they've been in sin. Turn your face towards the seeds of Jerusalem with the barred arm prophecy against her. I will tie you up with ropes so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have finished the siege of your day. Honestly, I think that's God doing him a favor, because if you're tied up, you're not going to try. If I get told lay on your left side for 390 days, you got to think by day 17, I'm trying to roll to the other side.
Yeah. once that arm's really, really, I would say, I think actually by day 17, you're settled in. I think a little earlier. I think maybe a few hours in, you want to roll. And then the arm goes numb and probably just eventually rots and dies. Cause
oh, shit. It's kind of like that. Have you seen that fella in India who had his hand up in the air for like 30 years?
No.
Have you ever seen that dude?
No.
There's a guy who's like he's some kind of monk or something in India. And he has just had his hand up for 300 or for like 30 years. And his arm is essentially dead and just kind of hangs out there like a tree.
Why?
He wanted to do it to please God. That's the way that he was getting down with it.
I mean, so is his argument that God asked him to do that, or did he just think this is something God will find cool? I'll keep my hand up.
I think he's trying to honor it. I think it's like one of those things to bring attention. Like if you're trying to bring attention to veteran suicide awareness, where you're like, I'm going to walk across America. I think that's kind of what it is. He's like, I have this cause. It's this God. I'm going to throw my little Dick Skinner high in the sky.
Oh, man. Yeah, his arm's dead as hell, dude. Oh, yeah. God. Like his fingers are literally rotting off.
Yep. He's not getting any circulation to that bad boy.
That is fucking bizarre.
I know. Oh. I don't know how it stays up that way.
Oh.
It's so fucked up. You got to see it. We'll put a social clip out of what this fella's arm looks like. But a spoiler alert, it's not great. If you keep your hand, same thing with those folks who will grow like 8 foot long fingernails. Get out of my face with that. That's disgusting. How do you wipe?
One of the, great question. You gotta have a bidet. You got to have a tushy. But one of the women today decided to cut her nails. 30 years it's been.
I saw that. That's why it was in the old brain housing group. What? I mean, I to be 30 years of not being able to really like even rub your eyes when you wake up in the morning.
Dude, I remember back when I think it was like Friday nights, there would be a Guinness Book of World Records TV show. And they had the longest nails on. And this person had to they had to keep them in a bag on their side, because if they got bumped into, because they essentially started growing veins and things like that. They got bumped into and broke, they would like bleed out and die.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what is the fucking point of this? What are we doing here? What do you think makes you wake up one morning and you are like, you know what? I'm not cutting my nails anymore. I'm going for that record.
I don't know, man. I can't think of a, it would be nice to be a world record holder. That was my number one requested book for a Christmas present gift. Guinness Book of World Records. Anything else, I'm not reading it. I will thump through that shit still. I could still have the 1996 world record book, and I'd still find it interesting to go through it. Oh, wow, Cal Ripken broke the record this year. Incredible.
It's like, I would love to do that again. Like Larry David at Ted Danson's birthday party with the freak book. Mm-hmm. When they're like, oh, gross. It's Larry. What's his manager's name? I can't believe I can't remember it right now.
I can't remember
Jeff,
either, but it's
Larry and Jeff, and they're just going through the freak book. And it's just
I was thinking about Rotten.com for the same reasons. Our children will never get to experience the joy that is Rotten.com. So he is lying there on his back. So for 390 days plus 40, so 430 days, he's taken off work. They must have great health care in old Israel. Like, to not even be concerned about it. Like, oh, what's this going to cause long term? Do I need to call out of work? What does he do for a job? Where's his fucking family? 430 days of just chilling on your side?
Wait, 430? I thought you said 390.
Well, 390 then plus another 40 for Judas sin.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he had to do 390 on his left side. God said, then turn over. You're going to be on your right side, and that's for Judah. You're going to do that for 40 days.
Oh, that's cake at that point. That
40 days
right?
is nothing. 40. You probably want to lay on your right side for 40 days after laying on your left for 390. It's probably days. Like getting on a foam roller and just letting it all out. First time you pushed a lawnmower up a hill for the first time, and the hammies are all tight, so you got to lay on your side for 40 days. So God gives him some instructions on what to do. He says, take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, and put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. You are going to eat it for the 390 days that you lay on your side. weigh out 20 shekels of food to eat each day and set it aside. So basically, God's telling him you're going to be like Mark Watney in The Martian, and you're just going to have to ration out all your beans and lentils.
Now
imagine all the kids, those angsty teens that are walking by, like, this motherfucker's eating beans.
Now, a question here that we haven't posed yet, and I imagine it's been on both our minds, we've kind of been killing time to bring it up. Peeing and pooping. What's going on here?
You just think he's letting it ride.
He's just pooping into a pile right out of his butt.
But if God could make 5,000 people eat from just one appetizer, some loaves and fishes, hopefully God was making like, look, you're not going to have to poop. Because I feel like God has that power.
He just plugs
like,
you up?
You don't have to poop for a year and a half.
That, I don't know. I feel like that's part of the punishment is like, you're going to lay in a pile of poop.
Well, there's how much human poop is about to come up in the story, too.
No way. Oh, proceed, yeah.
Well done, John. You have good instincts. So he says, you are to eat it during the 390 days that you lay on your side and measure out a sixth of water and drink it at set times. Eat the food that you eat the food of a loaf of barley, bake it in the sight of the people using human excrement as your fuel.
Wait.
He's got to eat poop bread.
He's making poop bread?
Poop bread.
Of all...
I don't even know how flammable poop is.
What is that even... Wait, what is poop... Hang on. He's saying using it as the fuel. What does that mean?
Like the coals. Like that's what he's burning. That's his coals is the poop.
Okay. So at least he's not eating. It's just the... I mean, I'm sure it's going to taste like it, but at least it's not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're...
I mean, you have 380-day-old lentils. And you're eating that because you warmed it up with poop. That's not exactly a chef.
Right? I mean, like, when you do, like, hickory smoked, you got a little hickory flavor in there. Yeah. When you're doing poop smoked beans.
It has some sort of poopy je ne sais quoi.
There's a poopy aftertaste, for sure. Yeah. That is, you're tasting, you're like, what is that? That little,
so
that little
he tells
poop there.
Use human excrement as fuel, the Lord said. And this way, the people of Israel will eat defiled food among the nations where I will drive them. This is where Ezekiel finally speaks up. Then he said, not so, sovereign Lord. I have never defiled myself from my youth till now, and I have never eaten anything found dead or torn by wild animals. No impure meat has ever entered into my mouth. God said, very well. I will let you bake your bread on cow dung instead of human excrement.
That might be worse. Actually, no.
It's kind of grassy. Like, cow dung is kind of grass. If you gave me the choice, you're like, hey, chaps, you got to have this bread, this pita bread. We're about to make some. The only way you're eating it is covered in, if it's burned in shit, human or cow pick. I'm going cow.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know why I said that. My gut went that might be worse, but then I thought about it for half a second, and I realized I've eaten things out of cow manure, so... it was fine. I mean, we're talking.
What did you eat out of cow manure?
We're talking mushrooms, folks. Talking little psychedelic mushies.
I thought it was like a dare that I.
No. Oh, just things that are grown in cow manure. I've eaten so, and actually, people hate the taste of the psychedelic mushrooms. I actually don't mind them. I found it pretty enjoyable. I thought
it's a real earthy kind of taste.
And I don't like regular mushrooms.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not a huge regular. My wife loves them, man. Like, if you sprinkle in some mushrooms into like a pasta, I'll eat it. No problem. But when a mushroom is the star of the meal, that's like starting a new fucking group with nothing but Lance Bass. Like, Lance Bass is fine as like an accompaniment whenever you're trying to hit some harmonies. You need the deep voice. I don't want to see a Lance Bass album.
Dude, the crazy thing is, first of all, I completely agree with you, but mushrooms will turn me into a child in the sense that I will pick them out. Before I even start my meal, even if there's a little bit in pasta, I will pick them all out and put them to a side because the texture of them is disgusting. And you use the word that people always try and use, and my mom used to try to use on me when I was a kid to get me to eat mushrooms, earthy. That just means they taste like dirt. Earthy,
yeah,
is
that just means bad.
Yeah, like I think no one's ever described something as earthy and like it's like a delicious tasting thing. It's not. Earthy is not a selling point at all.
You know what I'll never like, even though I want to because I feel like it makes you fancy? Blue cheese. I'm the same way with blue cheese. It's just moldy cheese. I don't like it.
So I don't like it. I won't get a blue cheese crumble, but I like the blue cheese that's mostly just fat that you dip buffalo wings in.
How fucked up would have been if God was like, look, all you're going to eat for 390 days is nothing blue cheese. Could you imagine what that dude would smell like laying on top of a mountain on his side, having the blue cheese sweats for a fucking year?
What do you think the worst food you could eat for a year is?
I mean, shit bread's got to be up there. I wouldn't have thought of shit bread if it wasn't for this story, but I think I'm going to go with that. Asparagus. I think something that just makes that like comes out of your pores, like asparagus, having that or nothing but broccoli for a year where you just stink all the time.
Broccoli makes you stink too?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it. I think a fatty meat. Well, because when you get the meat sweats are some of the worst sweats to get.
Oh, man.
Like a fatty, like a charcuterie meat, which is delicious tasting. But if it's all I can eat, if I'm doing fucking, what's his name? Morgan Spurlock, like supersize me. All you can eat for a year is this food. A fatty, like Italian cured meat, that's going to not be sit well with me. I'm going to be shitting rocks.
Man, I went on this barbecue tour in a place called Lockhart, Texas that has like three or four of the best barbecue spots in the country, I think, and went and ate just about everything at each one of those places in one day. It's like a 90-minute drive from my house to there. I had to pull over halfway home and legitimately take a nap in the back of my truck. I was so miserable, dude. I stopped at a gas station, ate like half a thing of Tums. I was so sweaty. Like, I came home, I wasn't wearing a shirt. My wife was like, where'd you go? I thought you went to go do barbecue stuff. I was like, I did. It was terrible.
It is. That is one of those things. I was talking about that the other day with Oreos. Like, as you get older, something like, I can't do a double stuff anymore. It's just too much cream for me. I'm back on single stuff Oreos. But when you start realizing that, like, food gives you hangovers or food makes you feel unwell, you're like, God damn it. I'm really starting to get up there.
But there's some meals I don't care. Like, whenever we have chili or if my wife makes pasta and meatballs from scratch, I will eat myself miserable. Like, where I know for a fact that night, I'll just be like, no one touched me. No one talked to me. I got to go sit in the bath for about 3 hours.
Dude, there was a time in my life, and it actually wasn't too long ago, where, like, I put down a large pizza without blinking. Like, just easy peasy. Now I have two slices of pizza, and I have to sleep upright for the rest of the week because my heartburn's too bad when I lay down. Like, this is bad.
And it's kind of like Big Cat talks about it a lot. Like, you get to a certain spot where you're like, oh, man, I had three beers last night. I am fucking wrecked today. Well, that used to be nothing.
That's the one. I still haven't gotten that one. I can still drink with the best of them, but I can't eat much anymore.
So he says to cook it over. You can cook it over cow dung instead. You don't have to eat it on human shit. And then he says to me, son of man, I'm about to cut off the food supply to Jerusalem. The people will eat rationed food in anxiety and drink rationed water in despair, for food and water will be scarce. They will be appalled at the sight of each other, and they will waste away because of their sin.
That's all of Israel?
Everybody in Israel
is going to waste away. They're gonna hate each other and then waste away?
Yeah, because they've been living in sin. I mean, how many times does Israel really got to hear this? Like, you got wiped the fuck out already. They killed everybody. You have all kinds. You've gone into slavery in Egypt. You went into slavery in other places. Can you just try a little bit?
God is that SpongeBob meme. How many times do I have to teach you this lesson, old man? Israel is the guy on stage. It is. I feel like one of those things. I'm going to learn my lesson pretty quick. You make me a slave because of sin, I'm going to do my damnedest to stop sinning.
I have a parental philosophy about this too. Sometimes if you know the weakness of your child, you cannot expect them to go the opposite way. For example, McCartney hates eating essentially everything in the world except for macaroni and cheese, the fucking pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, the Uncrustables.
Yeah, the Uncrustables. Yeah, oh, yeah. We have that, Lunchables. just eats horrifically. We used to, for the first probably 4 years that they're eating regular food, constantly fighting and be like, you got to eat this, eat this, eat this. Eventually, I just said, look, it's not going to happen. And every day we're pissed at dinner time. Let's just fucking give up. Eat whatever you want. Just make sure you have enough calories to get through the day. And I don't care. So everybody else will be eating like salmon and edamame and rice and all kinds of stuff for dinner. McCartney's sitting there with a Lunchable.
Delicious. I look, I'm 32 years old. I eat Lunchables regularly. Regularly, Chaps.
So I think that being said, I think God needs to change his expectations here. Like, you got to look at Israel. You've already drowned everybody. You destroyed everything. You made some poor fuck build a big boat and you didn't even know how. Let's just change the expectations a little bit.
Without the help of YouTube, just like go chop down a tree, make it into wood, make that wood. And not only like you got to bend wood on a boat. You got to bend that. I imagine at certain angles for water displacement and shit like that. You can't just fucking staple together a regular 2x4. You gotta fuck. I don't know how it works, but you're making a regular guy do that. That is unfair expectations. That's some Tiger Mom stuff.
Yeah, you gotta adjust where you're at in life to what you can do. I mean, I don't know how they figured out boats at all.
Oh,
realistically, a canoe makes sense. Like the canoes where you just take a big tree and you carve out a spot for a person to sit and throw that bitch in the water. That makes sense. But who in the world thought, you know what? Let's cut down these trees. We're going to make them into planks. Then we're just going to go out in the middle of the water with it. Like, you'd be like, okay, dude.
Yeah, fucking pass on that. Thank you very much. That's
And I will never understand how aircraft carriers float because they're made of steel. How the fuck does that happen?
People listening right now are going, water displacement, or buoyancy.
Shut up, water displacement. That doesn't fucking... Planes flying.
Yeah, lift. It's lift. Yeah, well, what does that mean? I don't know what that fucking means. And neither do you. You just know one buzzword.
Yeah, you don't know what that means. You don't know how electricity works. I don't know how electricity works.
It's one of my first.
How can I see your face? You're in New York.
Yeah.
I'm in Texas.
It's one of my favorite Nate Bargatze jokes is when he talks about if he went back in time. He's like, if I could go back in time, I would be doing worse off than I'm doing now. Like, because I just don't know anything. I don't know how to make anything. He's like, I'd be like, you know, one day, you know, phones will be in your pocket. And they're like, wow, how do they do that? He's like, oh, I shouldn't even brought it up. I think it has to do with metal in the sky. I don't really know how it works.
I think I could invent, if you went back in technology, if you took me back 2,000 years, the only thing that I really think I could invent that might blow somebody's mind, like a spoon or a fork.
Oh, very. That's a great answer, Chaps.
Yeah, like I think I could figure out basic utensils.
I think you're right. I think that's very, very smart. You see,
if I was the first fork dealer, yeah. And then it would be called the Chaps. It wouldn't be called the fork.
Yeah, but then it would fuck up, right? Yeah, then it would fuck up the left and right utensils, because that's the way I know how to do utensils. If it's four letters, it goes on the left because it's four letters.
Is that true?
And if it's five, it goes on the right because five. Spoon and knife, right. Fork, left.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice ditty.
Right? A fun little fact there.
Damn. All right. That's the story of Ezekiel. He spent 390 days on his right side, or left side, and then 40 days on his right side. We don't have to do that anymore. That's good. That's the story. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys later.